Thought of the Day on Premier.
Good morning. I hope you're having a great week. I hope that during our time together, you're being challenged afresh about the reality of the Christmas message, both in terms of your personal walk with God, and then the final 2 days of how we can live it out. Yesterday, we continued our three-part series about the gifts the wise men brought to Jesus. Gold and frankincense. And today we're going to explore the third gift the wise men brought, as recorded in Matthew 2. Myrrh was given to someone who was about to suffer and die. You might well be thinking, suffer and die? That's an uplifting message as we enter the new year. But the reality and the revelation is that this is a great message of hope and love. Are we too happy to keep Jesus as the soft and cuddly baby in a manger? Are we prepared to use these days to walk through discovering the life of Jesus, the man who grew up and showed us what God in human form was like? As followers of Jesus, we need to take time to study his life. I love the image of the roller coaster that describes how we might approach looking at the life of Jesus. As we look at scriptures, we see life full of highs and lows, ups and downs. I love the verse in Luke 4 where it says, he grew in favor with God and men. However, we also know that Jesus fell out of favor with the religious men, which was what caused him to be handed over and crucified. What is your image of Jesus? Do you need to ask God to help you? John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's handiwork. In other scriptures says, masterpiece, created in Christ to do good things, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. When we have a fresh revelation of who Jesus is, we may approach life differently and say, what has God got for me to do today? I am Warren Evans, Chief Executive Sports Chaplaincy UK. Have a great day.
Thought of the Day on Premier.
And our thanks to Warren for that. He'll be back with us tomorrow at the same time. 27 minutes past seven. This is Inspirational Breakfast on Premier Christian Radio.